Thanks for tuning into Dakula Wire. School lines are being redrawn in the Dakula cluster. Here's how to find out if your family is affected. Gwinnett's 2026 redistricting touches parts of the Archer, Dakula, and Grayson clusters. What that means, and where to check. If you've got kids in Gwinnett County Public Schools, one piece of 2026 news deserves a spot on your radar. The district's redistricting is changing attendance lines, and Dakula High School has flagged that the 2026 Gwinnett County Public Schools redistricting will impact parts of the Archer, Dakula, and Grayson clusters. Redistricting doesn't grab headlines the way a $2 billion campus does, but for the families it touches, it's far more personal. It can change which school your child attends, where the bus goes, and which friends they end up with. What redistricting actually is. Every few years, Gwinnett County Public Schools, the largest school district in Georgia, redraws attendance zones to balance enrollment as neighborhoods grow, new schools open, and older ones fill up. Our side of the county has seen a lot of that. Rapid residential growth in eastern Gwinnett and newer schools shifting the map have all put pressure on where students are assigned. When lines move, some students are rezoned from one school to another. Districts typically build in grandfathering provisions and phase-ins so that, for example, a rising senior isn't forced to switch schools for their final year, but the specifics vary by plan, which is why the details matter. What we know so far. At this stage, the important, confirmed fact is the one Dakula High has posted: the 2026 redistricting affects parts of the Archer, Dakula, and Grayson clusters. Which specific neighborhoods and streets are moving, and to which schools, are details laid out in the district's redistricting materials, and they're what every affected family will want to read closely. How to check whether it's you. Don't rely on rumor or a neighbor's guess. Go straight to the. Be sure to subscribe to never miss an update from DakulaWire.com.